This is Fresh Air. I'm Terry Gross. Walter Mosley's detective novel, Devil in a Blue Dress, has been adapted into a new film starring Denzel Washington. We have a review of the film, but first we have an interview with writer Walter Mosley, recorded just after the publication of Devil in a Blue Dress in 1990. This is the first novel in Mosley's popular and critically acclaimed series about E.Z. Rawlins, a black private eye from the Watts area of L.A. Devil in a Blue Dress takes place just after World War II. E.Z. is a veteran, and when we first meet him, he's just been laid off from his job at a defense plant after standing up to his boss. E.Z. is broke, so he reluctantly accepts an offer from a white gangster to track down a white woman who has a predilection for black men. The search takes E.Z. to all of the black bars he knows. It also takes him into the white world he's unfamiliar with. Out of these situations, you get Easy's observations about race in America. Here's Walter Mosley reading from Devil in a Blue Dress.
I was surprised to see a white man walk into Joppy's bar. It's not just that he was white, but he wore an off-white linen suit and shirt with a Panama straw hat and bone shoes over flashing white silk socks. His skin was smooth and pale with just a few freckles. One lick of strawberry blonde hair escaped the band of his hat. He stopped in the doorway, filling it with his large frame, and surveyed the room with pale eyes, not a color I'd ever seen in a man's eyes. When he looked at me, I felt a thrill of fear, but that went away quickly because I was used to white people by 1948. I had spent 5 years with white men and women, from Africa to Italy, through Paris and into the fatherland itself. I ate with them and slept with them, and I killed enough blue-eyed young men to know that they were just as afraid to die as I was.
Now, your novel set in 1948, which is around 4 years before you were born.
Yeah.
This is based on stories your father told you. I don't mean the story of the novel, but the setting, the period.
Yeah, the idea is when I was a little kid, maybe 5, 6, 7, I would be with my father and his friends, and they would tell stories which really kind of came into my heart. I mean, you know, when you're a little kid and you listen to these wild stories that people are telling, they become part of you. So it's like I was alive then, in a way.
What were most of the stories about?
Most of the stories are about survival and having a good time. I think most of the stories are about how hard life was and how enjoyable life was. You know, a story once my father told me he was in a bar with his wife and his cousin. And some guy was bothering his wife, and my father, as a young man, pulls a knife on this guy. And my cousin grabbed the knife out of his hand because she said that if she killed the guy, she could get out of trouble by morning. And she tried to stab the guy, and she stabbed my father instead in the leg.
Jeez.
That was funny. But, like, she was there, my father was there, and they were all laughing about it, and it was, like, a great time. So I thought it was wonderful.
How did she plan, by the way, to get out of trouble if she killed the guy?
There was an idea, at least that she had, that if a man attacked a black woman or had a fight with a black woman, a black man, that the judge wouldn't worry about it, just let him go in Houston. Now, whether or not that's true, I don't know, but that's what they thought.
Walter Mosley recorded in 1990, after the publication of his novel Devil in a Blue Dress.